There are many ways people listen to Vision, including in cars through the Vision app.
The Vision app is compatible with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto, so if you have mobile coverage, you can stream any of Vision's live radio channels in crystal clear quality and enjoy a growing range of on-demand podcasts all on the go. There are other ways to connect your phone to your vehicle's speakers too. You can see detailed instructions when you Google ways to listen to Vision.
However and wherever you listen to Vision, you can be sure that the announcers, programs and music will help you look to God daily.
This podcast is made available by Vision Christian Media, thanks to the generosity of our supporters. Your donation today means great podcasts like this remain available to help people look to God daily. Please make your donation to Visionathon today at vision.org.au.
Marital harmony can be a challenge. We might ask, did we marry the wrong person? Pastor Greg Laurie wonders, did your spouse marry the wrong person?
A successful marriage is not so much finding the right person as much as it is being the right person. Stop blaming your mate and be the best husband you can be. Stop blaming him and be the best wife that you can be. Stop reading each other's mail and just do what God tells you to do. And you'll be amazed at what will happen.
This is the day when the lost are found. This is the day for a new beginning. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound. Again you hear all the angels are singing. This is the day when life begins.
There are some things that can upset marital equilibrium. The thermostat is too hot or too cold. The toilet paper roll was replaced the wrong way around, or not at all. The TV remote is missing again. The car was parked without enough petrol to make it back to the servo. Those things never happen to you? Well, you must be single. Today on A New Beginning, Pastor Greg Laurie continues his Christian family series with five biblical principles toward a successful marriage.
A story about a husband and wife that were celebrating a 25th wedding anniversary. So the husband got in front of friends and family and said, oh man, I love this woman so much. And he said to her, dear, because you've given me 25 years of wedded bliss, I'm taking you to China. Oh, she was so excited. China, she says. I've always wanted to go to China. Then she said, if you're doing that for our 25th wedding anniversary, I can't wait to see what you'll do for our 50th wedding anniversary. And the husband said, well, that's when I'll pick you up. Maybe that's why one person said marriage is like a three-ring circus, engagement ring, wedding ring, and suffering. Does it really have to be that way? Oscar Wilde was quoted to say, the world has grown suspicious of anything that looks like a happily married life, end quote. How about this statement from one of the wealthiest men who ever lived, J. Paul Getty, who was married many times. He said, quote, I would give my entire fortune for one happy marriage. One happy marriage. That's all he wanted. Is it even possible? Can a woman and a man fall in love and get married and live happily ever after? Well, that's what the fairy tales tell us, but life doesn't back that up now, does it? Because we look at the divorce rate in our country today, it's roughly at 50%. And then if you get married for a second time, the divorce rate jumps up to 60%. And then if you go for a third marriage, it rises even higher to 73%. Yeah, fairy tales usually end with the words happily ever after, but maybe we should change it to say happily even after. Let's be realistic. It can be a happy marriage. It can be a strong marriage. All right, let's look at our text now, Ephesians chapter 5. Now, I think when we think of this particular chapter, we immediately remember the verses where Paul says, husbands, love your wife as Christ loves the church and gave himself for it, and wives, submit unto your husbands as unto the Lord, and so forth. And we'll get to those verses, but we don't consider the verses that precede them. And in many ways, the verses that precede those passages I just quoted lay the foundation for a strong and happy home. So we're going to look at those preliminary statements in this particular message. Ephesians 5, starting at verse 13. All things are exposed. They're made manifest by the light. For whoever makes manifest is light. Therefore, he says, awake you who sleep and arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light. See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time because the days are evil. Therefore, don't be unwise. Understand what the will of the Lord is. And don't be drunk with wine, in which is dissipation, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, submitting to one another in the fear of God. So if you're taking notes, here's some takeaway truths, some points. Point number one, if you want a successful marriage, shine the light of God's word on it. If you want a successful marriage, shine the light of God's word on it. Verse 13, all things are exposed and made manifest by the light. Whatever makes manifest is light. You know, sometimes when marriages are having troubles, they get counseling, and I'm for that. As long as it's biblical counseling. Counseling is not enough. Listen to this. Just because a person says they're a Christian counselor doesn't necessarily mean they're giving biblical counsel. That's all that matters when it's said and done. Are you getting counsel from the Word of God? Because I've heard counsel that comes from people who are supposedly giving Christian counseling that frankly is contradictory to what the Bible says. Now you might say, well, wait a second, Greg, what if you don't agree with what the Bible says? Simple answer, change your opinion because the Bible is right. And if you don't agree with it, you're wrong. Sorry to tell you that, but it's the truth. So we want to look to the Word of God because it gives us the answers that we need and tells us what to do. Principle number two, we need to wake up. Wake up, verse 14. Awake you that sleep. Awaken from spiritual lethargy. Listen, you can't sleepwalk through a marriage. You have to constantly be giving attention. You have to be proactive, not merely reactive. And what will happen is a marriage is neglected, the husband neglects his role, the wife neglects hers, one problem turns into another, and it gets worse and worse and worse. Now we're in a state of crisis. I say, go back to the beginning and engage in preventative maintenance and strengthen it every day. Number three, walk carefully. Walk carefully. Look at verse 15. See then that you walk circumspectly. It's an interesting word. It carries the basic meaning of that which is accurate and exact. It conveys the idea of looking, examining, and investigating something with great care. Sort of like the kind of attention you would give before signing a contract. You want to be very careful before you put your John Hancock, as they say, on that contract and initial all those little things that they highlighted because the devil may be in the details, you see. So in the same way, I look at this very carefully and I'm going to pay attention to detail and I'm going to make sure I've done everything I can do. Not so much worrying about what my spouse is doing or is not doing. Am I doing my part? Because again, I want to emphasize we need to strike this word divorce from our vocabularies. Number four, use your time wisely. Use your time wisely. Verse 16, redeeming the time for the days are evil. Redeem means make the most of your time or make use of every opportunity. Take the time to strengthen your marriage.
Thanks for joining us. You're listening to A New Beginning with Pastor Greg Laurie from Harvest Ministries in the U.S. And today he's presenting Practical Marital Counsel. It's a message called Home Sweet Home. Let's continue.
Number five, to have a successful marriage, you must be filled with the Holy Spirit. To have a successful marriage, you must be filled with the Holy Spirit. Look at verse 18. Don't be drunk with wine in which is dissipation, but be filled with the Spirit. By the way, in the Greek, that is a command. To not be filled with this power is to cut off your power supply. Years ago, we had a work day here at the church. So we were painting and trimming hedges and doing all sorts of things. And I'm really bad with tools of any kind. You know, I mentioned my mom was married and divorced. I never had a dad go over the basics with me, like how to tie a tie, how to build something. So I have this big, huge deficiency in that area. If my wife sees me walk into the house with a hammer, she's alarmed. I like hardware stores. I love all the cool tools. I'm just not very good with them. That's all. So we're out here at this work day at church, and there at the hedge was a hedge trimmer, you know. And I thought, ooh, cool, you know, it's plugged in the wall. So I fired it up, and I'm trimming the top of the hedge. This is fun. I like this. And I wasn't really paying attention, and I kept moving that thing. It's cutting across the hedge, and it came right through the guard. Just stops. And I looked over to the right, and I looked to the left, and I just walked off. I just left it. What kind of a man is this? It's a kind of a man who just cut his power supply off. That's what it is. And you don't want to do that. You need the power of the Spirit. I don't know what you think of when you think of being filled with the Spirit. I think sometimes people imagine it should be an emotional experience, right? And it can be. And sometimes it is, but not always. You might think, oh, to be filled with the Spirit means you're going to jump up and down or you're going to scream really loud. Well, really, God's power and God's filling is a practical power. It's not so you can jump high. It's so you can walk straight. It's sort of like a fire hose. If they lose control of it, it can be dangerous. It could kill someone. But if they grab hold of that fire hose and direct the stream of the water in the right direction, they can put out a fire. They can save the lives of people. So God gives us this power not to just throw off with no purpose, but to do what he has called us to do, be filled with the Holy Spirit. And by the way, this is an interesting little twist where it says, be filled with the Spirit. Because in the original language, we find that the last clause in the long previous sentence is submitting one to another in the fear of God. So in other words, here's how the verse should go. Be filled with the Spirit, speaking to yourself in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your hearts to the Lord, submitting one to another in the fear of God. This is very important because sometimes wives choke on the verse that says, wives, submit unto your husbands as unto the Lord. You might say, I don't want to submit to my husband or anybody else. Wait a second. Before God tells wives to submit to their husbands, before God tells husbands to love their wives, God says to husbands and wives, submit to one another in the fear or the reverence of God. If you're a Spirit-filled person, you'll be a submitting person. Now, maybe you think of subservience and slavery, but that's not what submission is in the Bible. Let me put it another way. If you're really filled with the Spirit, you'll think of others over yourself. In military language, it means to rank beneath or rank under. There's an order of ranking in the military and police officers and so forth, and you can outrank a person. So the idea is you put yourself under that person. You want to hold them up. You want to support them. This is not about superiority or inferiority. It's about sacrifice. It's about obedience. It's not about you. It's about your mate. Listen, a successful marriage is not so much finding the right person as much as it is being the right person. Stop blaming your mate and be the best husband you can be. Stop blaming him and be the best wife that you can be. Stop reading each other's mail and just do what God tells you to do. It drives me crazy when I hear wives quote verses about being a good husband to the man, and the man quotes the verses to the... Read your own stinking verses and do what God tells you to do, and you'll be amazed at what will happen. I shouldn't say stinking verses. I retract that statement. There's no stinking verses in the Bible, but you get what I was trying to say by that. So we want to be filled with the Holy Spirit. We need the Holy Spirit's power to be the husbands God has called us to be. We need the Holy Spirit's power for you girls to be the wives that God has called you to be. We need the Holy Spirit's power to be the parents God has called us to be. We need his help. And singles need the Holy Spirit's power to be the single God has called you to be. Let me just close with this one thought. And when I say one thought, that's a preacher's way of saying, I'm going to go for 20 more minutes. No, I'm not. I'm almost done, actually. But of all the pictures that God could have chosen to show his love for the world, he chose marriage. Husbands are told, love your wife as Christ loves the church. Wives, be to your submissive to your husbands as unto the Lord. So here's what the Lord is saying. Hey, world. Hey, secular culture. You want to know how much I love my people? Check out the way that Christian husband loves his wife. Hey, non-believers, you want to see how much my people love me? Check out the way that Christian wife loves her husband. Can't you see how bad it is now when Christians get a divorce, how it so devastates our witness? We're telling these people how to live. We're telling them how to be changed by Jesus, and we can't work out our problems in our own marriages? It should not be so. God has chosen the marriage as a representation to a lost world. And therefore, when you have a strong marriage, you're a powerful witness. But again, I want to emphasize that how did God show his love? He showed it by sending his son, Jesus, to die on the cross for us. Talk is cheap. Words are easy to say. God put his own son on the cross to die in our place to show how much he loves each and every one of us. And I ask you in closing, married or single, forget about that for a moment. Do you know God? What if this was your last day on earth? Is your life in order? Are you ready to meet God? If not, you can come into a relationship with him right now and be forgiven of all of your sin. Jesus, who died on the cross in your place and mine and absorbed God's wrath in our place, rose again from the dead, and now he stands at the door of our life and he knocks and says, if we'll hear his voice and open the door, he will come in. Have you ever asked Jesus Christ to come into your life? Do you know right now with certainty that you'll go to heaven when you die? If not, would you like to know Christ in a personal way? Would you like your sin forgiven? Would you like a second chance in life? We're going to close now with a prayer, and I'm going to give you an opportunity to get right with God if you need to. Let's all bow our heads, if you would, please. Father, thank you for your word to us. Thank you for loving us. Thank you for sending Jesus to die for us. And now we pray for any person here who does not yet know you. Lord, help them to see their need for Jesus. Help them to come to you and believe, we pray. Amen.
Greg Laurie with an important prayer. And as you've listened today, you've realized that you need to make a change in your relationship with the Lord. Pastor Greg would like to help you do that right now.
As you've been listening to this today, maybe you've heard another voice. By that I mean, yeah, you heard me say a few things, but you heard God's voice speak to you deep in the recesses of your heart. And it suddenly dawned on you, this is what I need. Or to state it more accurately, this is who I need. I need Jesus, and I want Jesus. But maybe you don't know how to make that connection. Let me help you. Pray this after me right now if you want Jesus Christ to come into your life. Lord Jesus, I know I am a sinner, and I am sorry for my sin, and I need your forgiveness right now. Would you come into my heart and my life as Savior, as God, as friend? I choose to follow you from this moment forward. Thank you for calling me and accepting me and forgiving me. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. I know that was a relatively short prayer. Maybe you felt something as you prayed it. Maybe you felt nothing. That doesn't really matter, because God's word says, these things we write to you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life. It doesn't say, so you may think you have it, or you may hope you have it if God's in a good mood. No, that you can know it. And I want you to know, if you pray that prayer in a minute, Jesus Christ, the Son of God, has come into your life. So congratulations. You're now a Christian. Now continue to follow the Lord.
Thanks, Pastor Greg. Well, if you're amongst those who've responded today, we'd love to help you as you follow the Lord. We'd love to send you some materials that we call our New Believers Growth Packet. It'll answer some of the questions you might have and get you started in your new relationship with the Lord. So just get in touch and ask for it. We'll send it out free of any charge or obligation. Call 1-800-PRAY-FOR-ME. That's 1-800-772-936. The team would also love to pray with you. That's 1-800-PRAY-FOR-ME. Well, next time, as Pastor Greg's new Christian Family series continues, he presents a message called God's Plan for Sex and Marriage. Join us next time on A New Beginning. Today's message from Pastor Greg Laurie was called Home Sweet Home. If you'd like to listen again, just download the free Vision Christian Media app where it's available as a podcast. Or for a copy on CD, contact Vision Christian Store on 1-800-005011 or visionstore.org.au. Station sponsor.
Thanks for taking time to listen to this audio on demand from Vision Christian Media. To find out more about us, go to vision.org.au.